What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the Planet Fail podcast. Today is going to be the final day of me talking about the summit. If you haven't had the chance to tune into the last two episodes, I really shared more about the update of the summit and the lessons I've learned going through the process of putting together the summit. And this past 2 weeks have been crazy. I've contemplated multiple times on if I really even wanted to record podcast episodes. But at the end of the day, I really wanted to stay accountable to myself. I want to stay accountable to you as a listener because I appreciate your commitment for following me along on this journey. And even though I might be tripping on some of my words because I am severely lacking sleep, I appreciate your support and I appreciate that you're still here listening with me. So today, I really just want to kind of talk about the journey or where I plan to go after the summit. I think a lot of my friends have been asking, like, what comes after this? And for the longest time, I didn't know. But today, I'll share a little bit more about the vision I have after the summit. And it's still being built out. I'm not saying I know everything yet, but at the same time, I have some sort of framework to work on. So stay tuned to find out more. If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. It's funny now thinking about what comes after the summit because for the longest time, I've honestly been avoiding this topic because I've started this journey focusing on one step at a time. And while I've been seeing things come together, it's been one of these stresses in my life where I'm like, I have no idea which direction I wanted to go. But as I was going through all these interviews the past week or so, each person I've talked to, we chatted a little bit about the vision that comes after the summit. And each person I talked to, I honestly felt a little more clear on where I wanted to go. And really this summit was for me to do market research, right? It's for me to understand who I'm really talking to. Because too often than not, a lot of businesses make this mistake of assuming that they know what their audience wants. They know what their market wants. And I feel like for me is I just don't have the time or the money to make those mistakes. So I needed to understand who I'm attracting with the summit. Who are these people? What are their needs? What are their pain points? And that was really my goal with this whole summit. And I can't really create anything until I have that data that I can actually interpret. At the end of the day, this summit is really just helping people bring awareness how to consciously build their business. And a lot of this was inspired by my 4 years in finance. I built up a practice that I hated because I didn't have a clear vision for myself. I didn't consciously build it in a way that it would complement the lifestyle I wanted. So because of that, I ended up being miserable. And I know that a lot of people go through that because a lot of people are like, I just want my business. I want financial freedom. So they end up building a business that they're not even passionate about. And this is such a huge mistake for early stage entrepreneurs, practice owners, whatever you want to call it. And the other side of it, it was like making money is great, but how do you bring that long-term fulfillment? How do you create a business and build it in a way that creates impact all around the world? And even it doesn't have to be all around the world, even in your own local community. How can you put in business processes that actually add so much value, bring a sense of community around your business? So the summit is really to bring awareness. That's why it's free up front. Yeah, I still got to make money somehow. So at the same time, if the people who see the value in it want the deep dive sessions, that want to keep the interviews for life, that's an option for them. But at the end of the day, everybody can get these interviews for free on the 3 days it goes live. And my goal, like I said, was to bring awareness to it. So as I'm building this out, something I really learned is you have the personal development coaches, what really focuses on mindset, on who you need to become. But a lot of the times they don't teach them how they can execute what they're learning. And then you, on the other side, you have the business coaches that focuses a lot on the tips and tricks, the hacks, and I mean different strategies to grow and scale your business. But I could be wrong, but I just don't, there's a gap in between where, how do you merge personal development and business? Because business is a vehicle for personal development. Business is where you practice what you learn in personal development. And there's so much focus in business that, you know, how do you grow your business through tactics, tricks, tips, whatever you want to call it, but not enough on who you need to become in order for you to achieve that success. And I think that it is so important. And there's such a huge gap in it because it's either people who do mindset training and all they do is talk about mindset and thinking a certain way, but that's why mindset has such a bad rap to it, because a lot of people think that, you know, it's just a way of thinking. Yes, it is a way of thinking, but how is that way of thinking going to affect how you build your business? And that's the missing piece. And for me, I'm still figuring out what comes after this. But as I'm doing this, the next piece of what I really want to bring to the market, to the world, is creating a 30-day challenge. And this 30-day challenge, what it's really going to do is help people apply what they learn from the summit. And I think that it's so important too, because there's so many events that we all go to, and I'm sure you've been to one, I've definitely been to one, where you go, you get super inspired, and then that's it. And then there's nothing that comes after that. So for us, what I'm trying to do is to create a 30-day challenge that comes 2 weeks after the summit. And the challenge really surrounds is, how do you apply everything we've learned to yourself? And maybe even though you're not able to execute it, maybe you're in business already and you can start applying these things. Or maybe you're not and you're really contemplating on starting your business and wanting to find the right path to starting it right. So the challenge, that's what really the focus is on, is to help people apply it. And I have no idea what comes after the challenge. Like I said, it's really just one step of the way. But I think that I really wanted to share this, and it's going to be a shorter episode, but I really wanted to share this is to tell people that I didn't have this whole idea of having a challenge on the back end, especially what the challenge was going to be about, before I even got the speakers. And it's so important for all of you to take that first step and focus on what's in front of you. And I promise you that if you're willing to put yourself out there, granted that you're putting everything you have and you're actually trying to learn and grow, and you're not blaming people, going that victim mentality and not taking responsibility, you will be okay. As long as you take full responsibility of your life and you know that you have to push through, even if you don't know every step of the way, you will be okay. As long as you show the right intention, as long as you put every ounce of what you have into it, you will experience the grace that I have experienced. But honestly, that's all I really have for you today. Like I said, this episode was really just to kind of give you an idea what comes after the summit for the people who are listening. Because I think that even on social media, I've stressed so much on not knowing what comes after the summit. And I really want to use my journey as an example that it's possible. It's possible not to know everything before you commit to it. The most important part is to commit and show intention that you really want this. And as long as you really want it, the way will present itself. But that's all I have for you today, like I said. And until next time, I love you guys. Stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.